So what the Wall Street Journal is reporting here is that the goal of the SEC in looking into this is to determine if those stock sales violated insider trading rules. That's by Tesla, by Musk, and they also report by Kimball Musk, Elon Musk's brother. The probe, the Wall Street Journal says, started in 2021 after Kimball sold Tesla shares that they say were worth about $108 million. Now, that sale was on November 5th, and that's one day before a Musk tweet that we've been talking about a lot. That's one that the SEC might have some interest in, where he had asked his Twitter followers whether he should share sell the 10% share in his company. Now, Tesla shares fell sharply following that tweet. And so this might be fitting together now as we're learning about this Wall Street Journal report with what we've heard earlier in the week and last week, and that's this tussle between Elon Musk and the SEC that has been ongoing, which included a court filing a lawyer for Tesla and Musk made this past week, saying that the SEC was really targeting Musk and Tesla and harassing them with these probes. Now, the SEC had said that they were not looking into any current matter, and they were referring to a settlement from a 2018 tweet that Musk and SEC reached together. But now it's making a bit more sense where if there is a probe here by the SEC, they might be looking into this other matter that explains a lot. The SEC had issued subpoenas, according to Tesla, back in November. But according to Tesla, they say that was without court approval. But if these are, in fact, two separate matters, and that the SEC's new interest is connected to these trades, that kind of gives us a little bit better picture here of what might be going on. But we will continue to look into this and bring you the latest.
Do you have any idea when we might have resolution on this topic?
So which topic, I guess, is the question. There's the ongoing battle between Musk and the SEC. His lawyers have asked for the court to hold a conference to talk about why the SEC continues to ask for information from the company to look into its compliance. And its compliance has to do with that 2018 settlement over the 2018 tweet from Musk saying that he had secured financing to take Tesla public at $420 per share. So there's that matter, but then this current matter as well. So the old one is what we should call settled. There's a settlement, a $40 million settlement that was reached, and that's supposed to be distributed eventually to Tesla shareholders. But then this could be another new probe here, an investigation. But we should also say that just because the SEC goes through with an investigation or a probe and looks into a matter, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to bring a complaint or bring charges. So we'll just have to keep following this one here.
Okay, Yahoo Finance's Alexis Keenan, thank you so much for bringing us that breaking news.